We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of Learfield. Welcome to Duck Insider.
Our whole athletic department, there's a level of expectations of success.
Throw, catch, touchdown, Oregon.
He can run and slam.
This is back out for a three. Left wing is good.
In the air to center, back at the wall. It's out of here.
Really excited that we get to rep our Ducks and hopefully come back to Eugene with some championships.
Indoor track and field national champion.
Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
And for the fourth time in the last 6 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
We have so many teams that are excelling right now, and it's really fun to be a part of.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
No, he's not. Joey Mack is not here. Joey Mack is in Las Vegas right now, but man, doing a little basketball work down there. Hopefully he's going to come back with a championship from the Maui Invite in Las Vegas. I'm Jerry Allen, and Sean McPherson, who joins us from KWVA, who's not new to the show. You've been a guest, but now you're a co-host.
Yeah, co-host with you. It's been with Joey all year long, but it's you know, Joey's great, so are you, and it's awesome to be here with you, Jerry.
Joey's not great. I am. And this is a no-fly zone today. That means no flags. No yellow flags today. Okay, we're just going to get into that right now. We got to mention a little bit, Sean, that game on Saturday. No show yesterday, so Joey didn't get a chance to talk about it. Tough loss. Losing a game that might have put you in the Final Four if you took care of business in a couple of more games. Oregon's out of that right now. Right now it's a battle for the Pac-12 championship game, and so there's two more games to go, but Oregon didn't execute well on Saturday night.
Yeah, so many things that Oregon's been doing well all season long: rushing the ball, stopping the run, defending tight ends. They just got away from all of that. Special teams, avoiding big plays from the other side. The Ducks got away from all of that. Yeah. It just felt like everything went wrong for the Ducks on Saturday night. But, I mean, you heard it from the players today. You got to move past it. And the Ducks, you know, they still have a lot to play for. Yeah. A Rose Bowl, a Pac-12 title, a win over another rival in Oregon State this week. And so they're looking to move past it. And hopefully the team's kind of moved on by now.
Yeah, they were 1-0 all year. Win a game, that's okay. We're going to go 1-0. Lose a game, Doesn't matter. We're going to go 1-0 the next week. So that's what the whole effort is now. Rivalry game this Saturday. We'll talk about that. In fact, Coach is going to talk about it in a moment. Head Coach Mario Cristobal is coming up. We're going to hear, hopefully, from Joel Moorhead and defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter later on as well as we get time. But it depends on how much time we take on our picks. We're going to do our picks today. Today's Tuesday. Thanksgiving Thursday. We're going to do our picks. But let's get into some football talk. Head Coach Mario Cristobal, obviously still not over the fact that Arizona took down the Ducks on Saturday and the way they did it. So he had to face the media day. Here was his press conference just a little while ago.
Well, good afternoon. Appreciate you guys joining us. Certainly, I was disappointed with Saturday. Got right back to work yesterday with practice and meetings and preparation for a tremendous opportunity and a rivalry game, obviously, this coming Saturday. So injury-wise, I'm sure you guys are going to be asking. Verone is good. Brian Wachlos will be another couple of weeks. Steve Stevens will still be out. Keon will probably be out. DJ Johnson is day-to-day. And that's the ones I have for you right now.
After a loss like that, Mario, that's so tough and low points of your time here. Do you burn the tape? Do you bury it? What's your approach after a game like that in terms of reviewing it?
No, I think if you burn it, it means you're just blowing it off. You're just forgetting about it. And I think if you don't assess it, analyze it, and take it right between the eyes, I think if you don't do that, it can happen to you again. So we're very honest with ourselves, obviously, from a coaching, planning, playing, just as an organization. Obviously, it's not good. It's not what we're used to. It's not our standard. Learn from it and go forward and attack it. Attack the issues that we cause on our own. Attack the great play that they had because they played some really good football too. And you're very real. That's always been the only way around here. And so it was a good start yesterday to getting on things because we have been playing some really good football. And in fact, because we played good football up until that point, we presented ourselves with a great opportunity this Saturday. So we have to do the things that we do well and do it to the best of our ability. That's when we play well. So we're back on it.
The third down defense specifically, Mario, you've only been affiliated with something like that once before in your career. I'm not sure it's ever happened at Oregon. Not sure Tim has ever had a performance quite like that. And upon review, what did you see of what happened, why it happened, and how it could get fixed against one of the best third down offenses this week?
The majority of it was the first and second down results. There were only a couple of third down situations that were 9+. Most of them were manageable, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2. And I think when you do that, you obviously give the advantage to the offense. They executed well, and we didn't. We got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job playing.
Coach, we've seen Anthony Brown get pretty banged up this year. I know he's not using that as an excuse, but I'm curious if we'll see any, reps with first team for Ty Thompson or Jay Butterfield in practice this week, and if you kind of change the game plan at all, knowing that your quarterback is suffering some injuries, although minor.
Quarterback is healthy, and we've planned some really good stuff up until this last game, and we will continue working on putting together our best game plan to play better. We didn't do a good job last game, and that's what will be our approach.
Hey, Mario, I'm just wondering what stands out to you about Oregon State's defense from what you've seen so far, particularly their linebackers, Roberts and Spates.
What really jumps out is the last 2 weeks, they have had tremendous production. They went from a couple of losses before their change of coordinator, giving up 35 or 39 points, and they've held opponents an average of maybe 12 points a game last couple games and cut down the yards allowed in half as well. So they're playing at a high level, very disruptive, bringing pressure on 2 out of every 3 plays, playing both personnel groupings and an odd front and a 4-down front, pressure from the boundary, pressure from the field, a very active defense and plays very hard.
Coach, obviously you spoke a lot about the culture here, and obviously I think it's a strength of the program. I wonder if you could speak to how it stood up the last couple of days when it has been put in adversity of you guys are in a tough situation, you're coming off a big loss, there's so much coming at you so quickly. Just kind of how have you guys leaned upon that, and how has that played out behind the scenes last couple of days?
Sure, it's important because it's going to be about the foundation, right? And when you have a rough night like that, you still have to make sure that you entrench yourself in the principles and values that gave you the opportunity as a Mansa program to this point. And it starts with what was mentioned before, facing reality. That's not the way that we are supposed to, as an organization, perform. And so you don't stray from your principles and values. You do address directly all the issues. And when I say issues, it's all taken together. Every coach, every trainer, every strength coach, anybody involved in this organization is responsible for the end result, starting with myself. So that's how we approach it. That's how we address it. There's just no fluff, and there's not going to be a fluff answer. You know, bad night, hate it, and we press on and we move on.
Hey, Mario, just your thoughts on this offense. Seems like, in a way, they're kind of similar to Utah. They've got two really good tight ends. They've got a good offensive line, and they've got a really good running back.
Yeah, they have one of the best running games in the entire country, and they throw the ball extremely well off of it too, and not only in the play action game and their drop back as well. They're an excellent operation, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to play them.
To go back to third down, Mario, because it was not just this past week. It has been a season-long issue, and certainly against your better opponents, it's been an even bigger issue. Can you guys have success when you're allowing greater than 50% on third down on defense against winning teams?
We can, and we have to get better.
All games are important, rivalry games maybe a little bit more so, but especially when you're facing a loss from this team last year, how much do you think that plays into the culture of the man side of the team this week?
The rivalry games, they're always carrying a little bit extra, right? I think anyone that's played the game or has coached the game knows that it becomes something that doesn't even need to be brought up because it's already there. You got to make sure you hone in and focus in on the things that are going to allow you to execute at a high level, perform at a high level. Technique, fundamentals, your discipline, eye discipline, physical discipline, gap integrity, playing with physicality, all those things. Rivalry games always bring out the most intensity. And everybody, players, fans, university communities, all that stuff. And that's what makes college football great. But is it part of the actual preparation process? It's not part of the actual practice.
Coach, you were so critical after the Washington game of the kickoff coverage and punt coverage. And I think we saw an improvement against Washington State, but obviously the biggest play or one of the bigger plays against Utah was on a punt return. Can you speak to what a focal point that'll be in practice and maybe kind of what things you guys are doing to correct some of those shortcomings?
It was bad in every sense. The ball punted was placed fairly close enough to the sideline on its way to try to be out of bounds without shanking it, and the coverage was poor. It's that simple. Poor technique, poor angles, poor effort. Not good enough. Got to be improved drastically for us to have success.
In terms of this week, Mario, seniors-wise, you don't have a lot of them, but will there be additional players because of the quote-unquote junior class who's obviously all draft eligible and on a normal year would have been the senior class, what the plans are for how many of those players will walk and be honored on Saturday?
Not sure what the number is yet, but we'll get that to you guys as soon as we get a firm count.
Yeah, Mari, earlier this year you mentioned the importance of when they're available to get reps to some of the younger guys. You said that about Ty Thompson, our quarterback. I'm curious, just when the game was in its final minutes, why use Anthony Brown in that situation when he was clearly dinged up, but and not use a freshman to get him reps when you said previously that they're so important, so hard to get?
Well, using reps on a quarterback is also dependent on what you want to do strategically with his year. Some of it could be based on the fact that if he plays in that one and that's his fourth game, then if he has to play in another game, well, you already burned his shirt and now he can't get some more real time in another game. So there's a strategy behind everything. I think you can rest assured that we're not going to wing it with a player in his future.
Against Washington defensively, you made real significant strides against 12 and 13 personnel. 13 personnel was more problematic this past weekend. I think all four of their rushing touchdowns came out of it, and they had success on it as well elsewhere. What do you see on the defensive side, Mario, against the multi-tight ends? When Oregon State, that's what they do as well.
Combination of things. We've got to plan it better. Got to call it better. Got to fit the run better. Got to play with better technique. Got to strain more. Get to the ball. and maintain gap integrity, combination of all those things.
Coach, I think a couple of years ago after the Arizona State loss, you talked about how tough that flight was back for you guys. And you don't obviously have to go into details of what was said, but can you kind of speak to the mood of what this flight from Salt Lake was like a couple of days ago?
It's the same, and it should be. This is this is always going to be a place where football is really, really, really important. And, you know, no one should ever take comfort in a loss or performance like that. If anyone is okay with that, they need to get on another plane and find a way home.
In the heat of the moment, on any game, Mario, players play with emotion. That's part of it. Play with a lot of passion, as you point out at times. Much was made during the broadcast at times, though, sometimes of body language of receivers after plays, whether it be incompletions, what have you. And it looked like Devin was being separated from AB there late. What is your assessment of some of the things that, not just Saturday, but just, again, how players play with passion and emotion at times and where that may spill over and may not necessarily be constructive?
I don't think there's a narrative here to be created. I think the players tried their best to play hard. Did not see any issues between any receiver and our quarterback, especially receivers that were thrown in the fire after having a couple of late, and one the previous week had an injury on game day, and one happened during the course of the week. So, but I did not see or sense any type of drama or any type of or to what you're referring to. So if there is, it will certainly be handled.
Well, I can tell you this. It was a very quiet plane ride home after that game on Saturday. I mean, normally they are anyway. Guys get so beat up in those games. There's not a lot of partying or laughing or joking going on, even after a win. But it was a little extra quiet on Saturday. Those guys were thinking what they had just gone through and were already looking forward to the next week.
Yeah, and I think for that reason, I think, you know, a lot of Duck fans should look forward to this weekend against Oregon State. Obviously, so much incentive in this upcoming game. Not only do you have the Pac-12 North, but you're coming off a loss. You're coming off a loss against Oregon State last year. So I think the Ducks have a lot to play for this weekend, and they're going to have a lot of motivation for this weekend's rivalry season.
A lot of emotion out there right now. Sean McPherson, I'm Jerry Allen. By the way, Kayvon Thibodeau has been named one of four finalists in the Chuck Bednarik Award, while Rome McKinley III was announced as one of three finalists for the Paycon Jim Thorpe Award. Those announcements coming up on the College Football Show on ESPN December 9th. So we'll more about that. When we come back, we've got Joe Moorhead, offensive coordinator, talk. He'll talk a little bit about the game. A lot of questions fired about what happened in that game. Is straight ahead with that. All of that's ahead here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside of Country Financial Studios. I'm Jerry Allen with John McPherson. It's Duck Insider. I keep wanting to say Coach's Show on a Wednesday night. It's a different setup. Joey Max down in Las Vegas with the men who will play St. Mary's coming up a little later on in the Maui Invite. The women on their way home now. In fact, they might be home by now. A long flight from the Bahamas where they went 1-2. They're going through some tough injury situations, just missing some key players, huh?
Yeah, so the Ducks come into this season with 4 Pac-12 first-teamers from last year, and 3 of those players are hurt right now. So Sobley and Pau Pau doesn't seem to be too serious. Sobley played really well against Oklahoma in that opening game. She had 31 points, but then they ended up sitting her out for the next two, and the Ducks lost those two games. Pau Pau just didn't make the trip. She should be back very soon. And then India Rogers, that's kind of the one that's the question mark. We don't know when she'll be back. But I think when this team gets fully healthy, they'll be a force.
Yeah, it's early season still. It's early season right now. Well, let's go back to football and talk to Joe Moorhead, offensive coordinator. He was with the media, I think, yesterday is when they talked. And again, most of the questions about that Utah game and what worked and what did not work. Here's Coach Joe Moorhead.
Joe, it's certainly been a long time since a lot of people on the staff have been affiliated with an outcome quite like that. How do you sum up things offensively and from your perspective and just where you go about trying to make corrections and adjustments in terms of this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's just disappointing. You know what I mean? That we had a great opportunity on a national stage against a quality opponent and didn't go out and coach well or perform well. So the things that you do from this are look at the film, identify the things you did poorly, work to correct them, and at the same time, seeing that there were some positives and work to build off of them. And you put it behind you on Sunday and you move on to your next opponent. So, that's kind of the way we approached it.
Coach, the receiver room looks a lot different now than it did even 10 days ago. How have you seen players kind of react to that? And have you seen anyone really step up and try and fill that leadership void right now?
Yeah. With guys with such experience and leadership and productivity in big games to lose, Johnny and Jay Red, that's obviously a tough pill to swallow for us as an offense and certainly for the receiving core as well. But, I think, you've seen some young guys step up. Chris Hudson had the biggest day of his career, had a really nice game. Devin's continuing his improvement and productivity. And, guys like Troy and Dante getting out there, and it was true freshmen. So, it hurts to lose guys like Johnny and Jay Red and that really stings, but, coach has an next man up mentality. And I think those young guys, stepped into that game and did a nice job.
What were the main issues on third and fourth down that made it so hard on you to keep drives alive?
I think we ended up was 8 of 14, maybe, or 6 of 14 on third down, which isn't, I mean, we were well over 50%. I guess 8 of 14 wouldn't be in the 40% range, but I think the situation that you saw, this past Saturday that was different than other games where we had done really, really well on third down as we got ourselves into third and long and third and extra long situations where, those are difficult to protect. They're difficult to get open. Those are situations where you're behind the sticks and it makes it real tough to convert. And we did hit a couple of them, but that's why it's critical to stay ahead of the chains with effective gains on first and second down. So you stay out of those extra long situations on third down.
Which maybe this is us just watching from afar, but it seemed like the chemistry maybe between Anthony and some of the receivers, especially the ones who haven't been playing much, was maybe just not quite to where it needs to be. Is that a fair assessment? And then I guess how do you accomplish improving chemistry at this point in the season with limited practice days before such a big game?
Yeah, I don't, I think there were some, I think we actually, our vertical game, I think, Chris and AB were on sync. I think Devin was targeted a bunch of times. I know Dante had the one drop early and came back and caught his next two targets. And then the one where we were not on the same page was Troy was running the crossing route. And we didn't allow him to get to his landmark, and we threw it a little bit late behind him. So I don't know that I'd say out of sync or not on the same page, but you know, the passing game is about timing and spacing. When you have a bunch of younger guys in there that, you know, necessarily haven't done it, you know, on that stage for a long time, there are going to be some little things that you need to work out that may look a little bit disjointed. But I wouldn't say a lot of times on different pages, but there were some little things that we needed to clean up for sure.
Joe, do you recall ever having a game where, like, people look at the box score and go, oh, well, Travis didn't get enough carries, didn't get enough touches, and here's this great player who's not getting enough. But when it's 28-0, you're not going to run the ball a lot. I get that. But the reason why he was taken out in a way was it was just so circumstantial. It wasn't like you weren't running on P and 10, but like you mentioned, there were just some errors where it was a holding call or something where you can't necessarily run on 2nd and 19. So have you ever had a game where a running back was – taken out more due to circumstance than anything?
Not that I can recall offhand, but I'm sure there's ones where game situations, you know, predicate a little bit different approach in your play calling. You know, in the first half, I think the biggest thing was we didn't turn it over, and we were decent on third down. But to me, we weren't able to capitalize on opportunities in the red zone. I think we had 3 drives in the first half that, you know, excluding that very, very last one there, you know, I think we were 3 and out, and then we were down and scored and missed a couple of field goals there. And then in the second half, we had 3 drives. We scored, got into scoring range, and then I think got down to the 5 and only got 7 points away from that. But yeah, we chart run pass by down and distance and overall run pass in the booth. So we're monitoring that thing throughout the course of the game, and it was fairly balanced in the first half. But then, like as you mentioned, when you're down that amount in the second half, you know, a plotting, balanced, you know, run oriented scheme isn't going to get you back. So no, I can't recall it. 1, 2, I'm sure it's happened in the past. And, you know, certainly, you know, not having, you know, Travis and Byron touch the ball when we're in a game situation where it's going to be balanced is that's less than ideal.
Hey Joe, I know Troy is listed at X on the depth chart. I'm just kind of curious how comfortable he is or how comfortable you guys are with him at the other receiver positions and how that could kind of factor into how him and Dante's reps are kind of split up going forward.
Yeah, that's something we kind of talked about coming out of the game, that, you know, Troy, in terms of his football IQ and his ability to learn and be Matt cross training those guys, he'll do the same. He'll be the backup X, and then he'll also get some reps at the Z, whereas, you know, Dante's more of a strictly a Z guy, and Chris can play Z and H. And then, you know, 7 was in there. It's a slot. Yeah, I mean, Troy's real sharp. He could pick up those positions. You know, his skill set matches what we asked both of those guys to do. And, you know, we're going to have rotation with the numbers of guys that we have. There's going to have to be, you know, some rotation and guys, you know, bouncing around to different positions.
And, just your thoughts on Oregon State and the defense that they're going to present and the challenges that come with playing them.
Yeah, they you know, since the change of defensive coordinator, there really hasn't been much schematically that's different. You know, they play 3 down and 4 down front. You know, they're mostly a closed middle secondary. You know, playing a lot of 1, a little bit of 3. But the biggest thing is their you know, pressure, interior pressures out of the odd front, and then you know, edge pressures out of the 4 down stuff. So that's something we have to be ready for, just in terms of players. You know, number 2, I think is a fantastic Pac-12 player, does a real nice job. 34, 36, and then 3, who plays the nickel, do a real nice job at the second level. And number 1, their right corner, has really stuck out. And they play hard, great motor, you know, a lot of passion. And, you know, the last 2 games against Stanford and Arizona State, they've really elevated their level of play.
There you go. That's offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead. Not a lot to say, I mean, about the game against Utah. I mean, execution, some things were missed. This just didn't go well. And I'll be honest with you, Sean, and it's never going to be an excuse coaches will ever use, team won't, and I'm not going to use it as an excuse either. But it's difficult to play your best football when you're missing so many key pieces, and the chemistry and the rhythm of that team has changed.
Especially in Joe Moorhead's case with the passing game, because in just that 1 week where they're prepping for one of their biggest games of the year, they had lost three receivers, maybe their three starters. Yeah. And so now it's just completely new receivers. Chris Hudson had a career day, by the way, and yeah, he played really well. But it's still a big adjustment. Anthony Brown said he's continuing to work with those guys, develop a little bit more chemistry. So not using it as an excuse, but no. That was, I mean, there was certainly some factors that made Saturday a little bit more difficult for the offense.
No doubt about it. Joey Mack and Cheese joined us, will be joining us for our picks. We're going to do picks today. It's a Tuesday. No show tomorrow with basketball, of course, Thanksgiving, and the games are played on Friday. So we're waiting for Jorgie to join us. When he does, we'll get into our picks. Volleyball tonight. You're calling volleyball tonight.
I am, right? Calling volleyball. Yeah, our usual play-by-play for KWVA. He was unable to go tonight. And so, yeah, I'm coming out of retirement to call senior day.
I love it. Yeah. All right, let's get a break, and we'll come back and get up our picks. Joey will join us. You'll see money bags all around him. He's down in Vegas, and he's been doing really well. I understand. We'll find out about that. All of that from our Country Financial Studio here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider. On the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside the Country Financial Studios. Here I am, Jerry Allen, with Sean McPherson, and Joey Mack joins us from Las Vegas. It's good to have you there. This is a comfort level, knowing that you're there, and if anything goes wrong, you got it. Okay?
I'm not sure what that means.
That means if we screw up, you can take over.
No, that is not true. That's what Scott Phillips' job is.
Okay, I got that. Hey, it's time for our weekly picks, our Pac-12 picks brought to you by Sylvan Ridge Winery. And the rule has always been, if one of us is not here, we make his picks for him. Jorgie has not been able to join us yet. So, but then wait a minute. Does it make any difference? Can you guys catch me?
Mathematically speaking, it is possible for you to be caught. But it would take a pretty miraculous week from me, and it would take a really good week from Jorgie.
Well, it could happen.
It is possible.
It could happen. All right. So now we're going to have a guest picker. Sean's going to be our guest picker, right?
First time this year. Yeah. Looking forward. Yeah.
So we don't need to, is he going to flip the coin, or is he just doing his own picks?
That's up to him.
Oh, I'm making my own picks.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Although I have heard that the Coins had a good year.
Well, the Coins started out having a good year, and then it kind of went in the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm ready to. I'm gonna use my brain. I'm gonna make my own picks, and as much fun as flipping a coin is, I'm gonna do my research for this.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't do research, so you're gonna be way ahead of us on this. By the way, how's it going with the Maui invite down in Las Vegas, Joey?
It's good. I mean, it's weird having it be branded as the ninth island of Hawaii in Las Vegas. That's what the Maui Invitational has done. But no, a win is a win for the Ducks. And they've got a tough one tonight against St. Mary's. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock tip. St. Mary's returns all of their scoring from last year. They've got five guys that have played together a significant amount. And judging from the Toyota Coaches Corner that we just recorded with Dana Altman, it's going to be a tough game for the Ducks. This is probably the toughest test that Oregon's had all season, and that includes against BYU. I think St. Mary's is a better team than BYU, at least on paper.
Wow.
So going into this game, the Ducks are going to have to hit some shots. They're going to have to do a lot of things well.
Dana looked like, when I watched that game and listened to you a little bit, that he was doing some experimentation with he had two big guys in there a little bit, which I don't know if that's what he's hoping to do or if he was just wondering how that would work.
Yeah, I think one last night it was Ducks are winning. Good to get guys like that some valuable minutes. I think that's important, especially in a tournament like this. You know, Coach said you play to win every game. But ultimately, it is important to get guys minutes that are maybe going to need to play minutes later on in this tournament, later on in this season. I thought that having the two big lineup, though, was definitely this is something that we want to do at times, especially with Nfali Dante coming back. Dante being back out there for the Ducks is a huge difference maker. With him back out there, couple it with the fact that Frank Kepnong is getting back in. You know, it's – I think that is something that the Ducks are going to really enjoy, is having those big time.
Big time. Having big time.
Year where you're going to experiment a little bit. Ducks have done that a little bit with a young team at times with the bigs, and then they've got the smaller lineup that's got a lot of experience. The combination of those two, I'm curious to see what crunch time looks like tonight, with the Ducks getting healthier.
Well, the mark of Dana's teams every year has been start okay, maybe even a little slowly at times, and then get into gear toward the end of December, January. They come together by February. Joey, Dana seems to have his teams peak at the right time.
They do, and I think that's because of a few things. One, you know, Coach brings in a lot of transfers, right? It's a lot of new faces. It takes some time for them to gel. Two, I think that the matchup zone defense that the Ducks run under Coach Altman takes time to really get on the same page from a communication standpoint. And Coach talked with us about that last night, that communication is a real key for this Oregon team. It always is for every team defensively. But right now, this team to me feels like one that can be really good come March, February. But they're still trying to get on that same page for a lot of different reasons. So I think tonight's a big test of that, you know, and also in the beginning of the season, when Oregon was hitting shots, Ducks are really tough to beat. That's true of every team. And it's true of a team like this that does have a lot of offensive weapons. So I'm curious to see what happens tonight. I think that this is a St. Mary's team, Coach Altman said, is very, very disciplined defensively. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. So Oregon's going to have to execute its offense really effectively. And I think the Ducks are going to really have to hit some shots. If all of that goes well, I think you like Oregon's chances in any game this season. By the way, Jorgie says to give him 10 minutes. You decide as the committee here, me and you and Sean, I guess now, Jerry. Jorgie says give me 10 minutes. Time change apparently has messed him up because it says 2:25 your time, which is 3:25 my time, according to Jorgie. But it's actually 1:25. Our time.
Oh, wait up. What?
Well, I need confirmation. I need confirmation because according to my Zoom calendar, it says 1:25 Pacific time. So
yeah,
I think that the flag should be thrown on Jorgie, and I think that we are making picks.
Okay, the flag has since been thrown, okay, on Jorgie. So let's do this. Let's get a break in. We'll come back, maybe get started, have him join us, hopefully in time to – is he going to join us this hour or next hour now?
Well, there isn't another hour.
I know. That's week. The problem. All right.
So
let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. It's inside Country Financial Studios, and it's all on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
This is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside our studios, the Country Financial Studios, awaiting the arrival of Jorgie. He is getting out of the Cadillac now, I guess, with his entourage, and we'll be up in a few minutes. But in the meantime, till we hear from him, so we get to our picks, an opportunity here from defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter as he talks about that Utah game and maybe a little look ahead at Oregon State.
Tim, that was obviously a brutal performance on third down in particular. I'm not sure you've ever had a game like that career. How do you explain it, and why has it been such a season-long problem getting off the field on third down?
Well, on Saturday, the bigger problem we had was first and second down defense. We had way too many third down and shorts and third and mediums. And when you do that, you've got to, you know, really bow up in the run game. And a couple times, we had guys, you know, at the point of attack and didn't finish with running our feet. Other times we let the quarterback out in third and mediums, scramble for a first down. We have a third and long where we jump off sides, make it, a third and medium where in the area of the field where they run the ball. And we don't set an edge. I mean, there's a multiplicity of reasons. There's no excuses. We've got to get it fixed. And, you know, we make any one of those plays, we get the ball back to our offense and we change the trajectory of the game and we didn't do it. So it's something that's obviously an emphasis for us and that we have to fix this week.
What are your thoughts on B.J. Baylor, and what would you say are the main points for you to throw upon in order to prevent them from having a performance like you just in the running game?
Well, he's an excellent back. He's compact. He's got good burst, vision, patience. Really good back in their scheme. They're going to run a lot of stretch zone scheme. I think their offensive front does a really nice job of staying with their blocks. They really are effective in what they do, and he's an excellent back in that scheme. He's powerful. He breaks tackles, and he's got the speed to take it off the top. So really not much different than the back they had last year, unfortunately for defenses. We've got to do a great job of setting firm edges, better than we did last week. And you've got to get multiple guys to the point of attack because he's a guy that runs through the first tackler.
Yeah, Coach, you're 11 games under your belt. How difficult is it to prepare for Oregon State compared to what you've seen? Are they one of the toughest?
Well, they're very, very balanced, and that's what gives you pause. They're a very strong running team. They're going to lead with that, but they've got some receivers that can get open. Yeah, they're very quick. Quarterback does a nice job. The biggest threat is the play action game off of the run, because you get guys committing to the run. If you don't have good eye discipline, they've got guys that can get beyond you. And Nolan's done a nice job being very efficient throwing the ball. It starts with stopping the run. If we can get them into third and long situations, I like our chances. But if we do what we did on Saturday and it's a lot of third down and manageable, we're going to obviously have a tougher time. So we've got to prevent that by playing good first and second down defense.
Same.
All right, you go, Tim. Tim DeRuiter, defensive coordinator, talking a little about what went wrong at Utah, getting off the field on third downs, which they didn't do, and then looking ahead to Oregon State and the rivalry game coming up. Well, he has gotten out of the Cadillac or whatever that big limo he was driving or he was being driven in and arrived here for the pick show. Jorgie joins us. Jorgie, Joey, Sean, here we are. Jorgie, how are you doing?
Gentlemen, nice to see you.
Gentlemen, I like that. That's good. All right, we got
gentlemen Joey.
Gentlemen and Joey. No, Joey's part of that gentleman.
I feel like I'm screwing this up. Jerry, Jorgie, Joey, and Sean.
Shawnee.
yeah. We'll spell your name starting with a J. Just it's silent.
John. I could just be Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Joey, you got the picks. It's your show. It's the Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. We do it every week, and we're doing it early this week. Here we go.
Yeah, so we won't have a show tomorrow because of men's basketball. Then it's the holidays. Yep. So this is our last one. So we'll have to hustle here. Jerry went perfect last week.
Yes!
Which sucks. I went 2-3. Not good. Jorgie went 3-2. Jerry has 48 correct picks. Jorgie has 46. I have 44. The coin has 35. Sean is picking for the coin this week. As we stand, Jerry gets to pick first, then Jorgie, then me, then the coin. The first game on the docket is on Friday, 1:00 on Fox. Colorado visits Utah. Utah's a big favorite. Jerry, you got to hustle.
All right, I don't need to defer. Utah.
Take Colorado, Jerry. Utah. Take Colorado, Jerry.
It's
take
at Colorado. Utah. I'm going Utah.
Jorgie?
Okay, how many games do we have this week?
There are six games this week.
Six games. Okay, and this is the last week, right?
Well, we'll have one game at least next week because Cal-USC got rescheduled.
Well, that's right. That's right. Okay. Utah.
Okay. I'm taking Utah as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Utah. Easy.
Okay. Next game.
Next game is also on Friday, the Apple Cup. 5:00, Fox Sports 1, Washington State 6-5, Washington 4-7. Tight pick. Jerry, who you taking?
Okay, I'm going to take a defer.
Okay, Jorgie.
This game is, again, at
Washington.
At Washington. Ooh. And the Cougars with everything to play for. Yeah. I mean, got to win to be have a chance, type of situation. And I think they're playing pretty good football. And I love seeing the Washington Huskies misery, right? I picked them last week to beat Colorado, and yet I was giddy that they got beat. So, Washington State.
I'm also taking the Cougars. I'm surprised that line is as close as it is.
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
huh?
I was about to say, this is an easy Washington State for me. I feel like Jake Dicker, both of these teams have fired their head coach this year, but I feel like Washington State this season's in a better spot than Washington is right now. I like the Cougars with something to play for.
All right. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. I think Washington State's a better team, and they have a whole lot more to play for, so yeah, Cougars.
Why'd you waste your defer on that one? 12:30 on ESPN on Saturday. Oregon State is 7-4. Of course, Oregon 9-2. We will be calling it, so we won't pick it. But it's the first game on the Pac-12 schedule on Saturday. 1:00 Pac-12 Network. Arizona visits Arizona State. I don't think this is a tough pick either, Jerry.
You don't?
I didn't need to defer on this one. No, it's Arizona State. Come on. It's at Arizona State. Arizona is.
No, it's at Arizona.
It's at Arizona. Oh, that changes everything. Okay.
It's at Arizona State. I'm trying to confuse you.
I was going to say it changes everything. I'm still going Arizona State. Okay, that doesn't make a difference. Or they could play here in Oregon and they'd still pick Arizona State. Jorgie?
Wow. Just slamming the Hickey Wildcats. I can't believe that.
Don't tell them we said that.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Arizona State too after all that. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Arizona State easy.
Okay, that was too easy. All right. Well, there's nothing left to defer.
Jorgie's going to have to make some moves here. 5 o'clock on Fox, number 8 Notre Dame visits Stanford.
Did you phone a friend this week, Joy?
Stanford has a chance. It's slim and none, but it's a chance. Notre Dame easily.
A chance in you know what, and I won't say it. So, yeah, I got to take Notre Dame, but I haven't even made a move yet, have I?
No.
Notre Dame. Jeez.
Yeah, Notre Dame's last week, 55-0, 28-3, 30. They've been killing everyone. Notre Dame easily over Stanford.
Yeah, will Stanford score this week? That's the question.
7:30 on ESPN, BYU visits USC. BYU a chance to be one of the best teams in the Pac-12 here when the season comes to a close with the way that they've beaten up on the Pac-12. BYU is a 7-point favorite, Jerry, in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in the 7:30 game.
It's 7 is not enough, I don't think. I think USC is struggling right now. BYU, 14th team in the nation. I don't think it's even close.
Look at that reaction from Jorgie. Look at this face.
Are there any games after this one? This is the last one.
No, there's you one got more. Cal. You got Cal UCLA.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty good game. And then next week is Cal USC. And I'm taking USC in this one.
Wow.
I'm taking the Trojans. Yep. Ooh. I don't want to, but I have to.
Yeah, I tried to make my move last week, and I went 2-3. And Jerry, credit to Jerry. I hate saying this. Jerry made some good picks. Colorado, good pick. I obviously did not do well with the big game, Cal Stanford. I think BYU is going to win. At this point, I'm just trying to keep pace with the Joneses because I'm going to lose by 4 picks. whereas Jorgie can actually make a move here. So he's got a chance. But I'm going to take BYU.
I mean, one team can't wait for the year to end, and the other team is maybe playing for a New Year's Eve or New Year's 6 spot. So yeah. I got BYU easy.
Yeah. Every reason to think BYU will win this one, emotionally.
All right. Last Sylvan Ridge Winery pick, 7:30, also on Fox Sports 1, Cal at UCLA. It's the battle of who has the better fight song and which tempo you like better, because it's the same song, just in a different tempo for these two teams.
Wow, this one's a little more difficult. Yeah, this one's a little more difficult.
The worst you could do is tie.
I think. That hurts my ears. I think UCLA. I'm going, you guys are terrible. I'm going to appeal this pick right now if you don't stop. UCLA. It's at UCLA, which I don't think the home field means that much, but I think UCLA, Dorian Thompson Robinson, I think is a difference maker. I just think he's a key, and I think they win. And poor Cal.
Yeah, they're really on a roll right now. I mean, UCLA's playing some great football. Yeah. And, you know, I thought that was an interesting stat about Chip. There's only two teams that have scored 62 on USC, and both were coached by Chip. That's so great. but, you know, I just think Cal Bears are going to play enough defense in this game, and they're going to light it up through the air since UCLA doesn't play pass defense. I'm taking the Cal Bears on the road. I can't say it's a great pick, but I have to.
What a shock. Yeah, UCLA. UCLA is a touchdown favorite. I'm going to pick the Bruins. Every time I pick Cal, they lose. Every time I don't pick Cal, they win. So I'm going to take UCLA in hopes that that helps Jorgie get even with Jerry.
Oh!
Or oh. I could finish in last place. You guys realize that, right? I'm taking some chances here. I'm gambling.
No, worst case scenario, you're going to tie me.
So,
and you'll both be in last place. Yes.
Yeah. Technically, the coin will be in last place. But, yeah, I'm two behind you, Jorg. So that's why I said I'm just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Okay.
All right. All just right. Deciding call right here. Cal or UCLA?
I'm with Jorgie here. I'm going Cal. They're coming off a 30-point victory. When they haven't been derailed by COVID, they've been pretty dang good this year, whether it's competing with the Ducks at Autzen, whether it's beating Oregon State, beating Stanford by 30 points last week. Yeah, well, we're not talking about early in the season. I'm talking about recent games. I got Cal over UCLA here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love the coin. You got to love the coin.
So that's it, huh? That's it. I mean, that's our picks for this week.
That's it. Utah, Washington State, Notre Dame, UCLA, BYU, ASU, the picks for me and Jerry. The differing ones to keep your eye on are the evening games, BYU, USC, and Cal, UCLA. Jorgie picking the opposite, going Cal, going USC. And then Sean going with Cal, filling in for the coin. Jerry, a two-game lead over Jorgie, and then Jorgie has a two-game lead over me. That's where we sit in our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. So here's to tying with Jorgie.
Hey, Joey, just a thing or two. I hope you remodel your house. That drape in the background's a little outdated. Just wanted to let you know that. So,
would you like to
and
to
the
see
lamp
Allegiant,
too?
Would you like to see Allegiant Stadium out the window?
No, I wouldn't.
You can see it.
Well, hey, Jorgie, don't say it, Jorgie, but you've almost got bird poop on your shoulder. There are two birds sitting right above your shoulder there. Okay, yeah. So don't be talking before it all ends. All right.
Oh, sorry, I was late, guys.
No problem, buddy. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. We're not going to talk to you again for a while.
You all too.
All right. Sylvan Ridge Winery, proud to be Eugene's, Oregon's first bonded winery with a heritage of hospitality that spans nearly four decades and three generations. Sylvan Ridge offers wine enthusiasts a diverse selection of wines representing the very best of South Willamette Valley. Jorgie, Joey, thanks for joining us today. Huh? We'll see you guys soon. For an Oregon State Ducks rivalry game. Almost said it. Almost said it. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice-cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. Don't you can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside of the studio here. This is so nice. I'm just reminiscing. When I started this years ago, we were in the Duck Store.
Yeah.
Back in the corner. And it really was kind of cool. Because people would come in shopping, and we were on the air, and they didn't know it, and they'd just come up and talk to you about anything, and it was wonderful. But the Country Financial Studios here are really really well done. It's nice. Sean, it's been great to have you and work with you. I've watched you enjoy, but I never had a chance to work with you. And as somebody said, you do a tremendous job in play-by-play. And I mean, you're a natural.
You're telling me that.
I'm telling you that.
Jerry, I grew up watching you. No. And now I'm sitting next to you on this show. I appreciate it.
You have great things ahead. I'm impressed. Oregon's turned out some pretty impressive people. Joey Mack being one of those, right?
Yep.
And Sean, you're another one. Well, rivalry game Saturday, Civil War. No, that's what we used to call it. No, it still seems the same though. Hey, thanks for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. God bless.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.